This is not football related in the least, but there's a banner ad at the top of the SI.com website, which I have open for the scores of the weekend. And it's get your free credit score now, get unlimited access after TransUnion. And there's a chick, and she's just sitting there in blonde pigtails with her mouth open, and I want to stick my cock between her lips. That's maybe, all.
That would be an amazing way to have somebody tell you your credit score.
That would be great.
Quite the party trick.
Your credit sucks, but I'm going to gargle your seed now. So no jet ski, but finish on my jugs. That'd soften the blow. This is Papa's Football Podcast, if you couldn't tell. That was football-related banter right there. I'm John Papagiorgio, joined by Howard Flood, a.k.a. Howard Alias. The show's website is pfpod.com. If you go on iTunes, you can subscribe to us. Makes it even easier because we are fat, lazy Americans. And who wants to have to move their chubby little fingers across the keyboard and go to a website when your iDevice can just pluck our show from the air? Just go to iTunes, type in Papa's Football Podcast, subscribe to us, and you're all set. And look up Papa's Basement while you're there as well. It's another show we do. You might have heard of it. There's a chance. So, Howard, this is one of the two happiest weekends of the year. One of them is behind us, wild card weekend. And in front of us, we have, what is this, divisional round weekend?
Yeah,
if I recall.
This year, I'm definitely looking very much forward to the divisional week, because I'll be honest, like, the wild card weekend didn't deliver a lot of entertainment for me personally. So
what were you watching?
I mean,
you
blind
fuck, not to say that judgmentally, but what were you watching?
I was watching some bad teams competing to lose next week is what I was watching. I mean, that's how I felt throughout
the whole weekend,
other than San Francisco pulling off a gritty win at Lambeau.
I was gonna say San Fran at the very least, give me that.
I mean, because what's nice for San Fran is they get to play Carolina, which, I mean, ESPN's going a little far saying that San Fran's ready to make another Super Bowl run. I'd like to see them try to win another NFC Championship game first, because that would be difficult for them. But first things first, they got to travel to Carolina, and they got to go up against a team that actually beat them once already this year. So,
Not just that. And Kaepernick, I think, commented on that, saying something to the effect of we owe them.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
I guess, man. If you want to have some swagger, I don't remember. I don't think it was a blowout, but
it was 10-9, but it was in Candlestick, so that's a pretty
good
road.
They come into your house, yeah. They come into your house. That was right, if I recall, when the Panthers were suddenly being like touted as real legit, right?
That was the moment that people decided that they were the real deal, because
they beat
the defending champs for the conference.
Yeah, because they start 1-3. How did they wrap up the season?
I think 12-4.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, they did 11-1 after that. Not a bad run.
They did very well. I mean, they beat New England. That was a very impressive win. You know, Carolina's looked pretty great.
No one would be shocked if they were in the Super Bowl.
I would be surprised.
Surprised, not shocked.
I would
degrees,
say
my friend, degrees of language.
They're my third choice to come out of the NFC. I don't think they would be higher than that. I do think San Fran looks better to me.
Third choice.
And obviously Seattle is still my favorite, so.
I would put them, I'm so blinded by hate when it comes to the Seahawks. Just dying for them to shit the bed.
Just own it then, man. Like, pick them to lose.
I will. Fuck them. Drew Brees is going to go three knuckles deep. He'll grow another knuckle.
See, that's the one game where I think the Saints benefited from getting their asses kicked the first time they played at Seattle this season, because now they're going to be less stunned by the environment. They're going to be better able to handle the situation, so they won't lose, 37-4? That was a crazy loss.
That was
loss.
A bloodbath, if yeah. I recall. I tapped out on it.
But I think in recent weeks, you've seen Seattle's offense suddenly get exposed a little bit by a couple of decent defenses.
37-4, the elusive two-safety game.
No, but I'm saying, like, look, Rob Ryan's defense looked pretty good this past weekend. Like,
oh, Philly was one of the hot offenses coming in.
Yeah, so like they did a good job against Philly. Let's see what his defense can do against Seattle, who's been struggling on offense recently. I think it could be a close game. I wouldn't set the spread at more than 9.5.
Wow, what a close spread. Look at you, Captain Balls, with your declarations on the air. Yeah, I love these two weekends. You get just a solid 8 hours per day of football, which is fucking insane. It's gorgeous. You were robbed of it. I know I was. What screwed you?
Well, I mean, I just got bored with the Saints and Eagles. I just couldn't.
Oh God,
I couldn't sustain my interest, man.
I wish I had your ability to just say fe to this. I was watching Chiefs and Colts, and my girlfriend, usually who's busy all Saturday.
Yeah,
and I love her. I'm not saying this because I don't care about her. I get the text at like 10 a.m. Hey, I'm off all day. When am I seeing you? I'm like, oh, motherfucker, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So, Chiefs and Colts, I get to go to Red Robin and pick up our food right where shit gets interesting at halftime. And I tap in like kind of the start of the fourth quarter, and I'm just like, what the fuck did I miss? Because I headed out to get food with the Chiefs up roughly 28 points.
Right.
If I recall, and I come back, and they're like, ahead by 14, and I'm just like, well, I know all momentum has shifted, so it's just a question of when, not if. So I saw a bunch of that, which I got to toggle with Girls. Yes, Girls, my favorite show. I've come to enjoy Girls. Oh, I can do a riff on Girls. You want 20 minutes on Girls?
No,
you
don't.
You want 40?
Stop.
I'll talk about how fuckable Marnie is.
Save it for Papa's Basement. Don't bring it onto this. Oh, come on, man.
Marnie, I want to eat your ass. Brian Williams' daughter. not the Beach Boy. So I didn't get a ton of the Chiefs Colts after that, but I did get to see him give it away.
I watched a large part of the fourth quarter as well. And to me, the biggest problem with that game is Jamaal Charles was out after three touches. I mean, you have a team that came back from a massive deficit against the team on a third string running back that was unable to run the clock out properly. So I have a hard time buying into the Colts unless they can actually go to New England this week and beat the Patriots.
Well, I know a lot of Eagles fans, because they're peer class, immediately got onto Pro Football Talk's comments and were like, haha, enjoy Big Red, enjoy Andy Reid and his shit clock management. This is what it's like to have been an Eagles fan for like 12 years. I didn't get to watch enough of the second half to comment on that. That's why I have a show. And all I heard, he did screw it up with some timeouts. At the very end, they could have used some timeouts. I'll say that much. They were at zippy timeouts for their final drive, if I recall. And they could have used it, and that is kind of an Andy Reid hallmark. Now, whether or not him pissing them away was warranted, didn't see the circumstances for at least like two of them.
Yeah, it's disappointing to know how the Colts just let 38 points go on the board before they had to come back. So I'm glad ESPN actually in their coverage did kind of point out, you know, you shouldn't have to come back from that far down in order to win. So good luck next week, guys. We'll see how you do in New England on the road.
Guess what? If that's your MO, one of these days it doesn't pan out. It's like the kid, you know, me in college, it was just, hey, it's all good. I wait until the night before to do my paper, to do my, you know, study for my test, and I walk in and I ace it. That's just my thing. And by the end of it, I was so burned out on that. I was just like, fuck it. It's the final night, and the adrenaline that should have kicked in to make you do it wasn't there.
Right.
And I'm like, screw it. Why should this night be any different? Porn till 4 a.m. with my roommate sleeping in the bed. I hope sleeping. Hopefully he doesn't have like one eye half open. You know, like, if so, enjoy the show, buddy.
Oh, geez. No, man, I didn't really. So to be fair, to the end of that Colts game, that was very entertaining to watch them actually win. I'll give people that. That was fun. So to watch the first half of two of the top offenses in the NFC struggle when the Saints and Eagles just sucked for two quarters. And even that third quarter was not great. All the fireworks were in the fourth quarter for that game, too.
And that's what I watched. Like, I dropped in for the first half. And did they go into halftime? Was it 7-6?
Yeah, it was 7-6, maybe 7. Yeah, it was 7-6.
Okay, the Saints were down 7-6, and I was like, okay, thank Christ, I didn't miss all that much. Or no, were Saints up 7-6? I don't remember. Fuck, we're awesome at this. Let's punch up a goddamn box.
I got
box
you.
Score.
Bam, it was 7-6 at half. Gotcha.
7-6 at half.
No points
with the Eagles
quarter.
Up. Yeah, okay. So I saw end of the first. I'm like, okay, it's nothing. And then I saw end of the second. I was checking in roughly, it's every, 45 minutes per quarter. So, like, every 45 minutes, I was kind of like, oh, hey, don't you have to piss again? And, because I'm classy. She'd be like, okay, I'll go to the bathroom, and then I'm immediately like, switch inputs, you know, off the fucking HBO Go.
But yeah,
check out a little football and back to girls.
I did get pretty tired of that game. Like in the second half, I did watch the third quarter. So the three touchdowns in that quarter, like, did kind of present like, yes, there's going to be a game. But having watched those two teams play for three quarters, I'm like, which of these teams is going to beat Seattle or Carolina? And my answer, like, at that point was neither. I'm like, I'm just going to do something else. I don't really care to watch the end of this game because it's not very memorable. It's probably going to come down to a weak field goal.
It's so precious, though. It's one of 11 final games. There's 11 postseason games, man.
But it's just,
even if they suck, I try to watch them all.
I don't know. Like, the NFC East from the beginning of the season is in the worst division of football. New Orleans
but the Eagles have looked decent
team.
Coming out of it. I'm sorry. It pains me to admit it. I hate Chip Kelly. I think Philadelphia is filled with fucking animals and subhumans.
Well, they just lost to one of the worst road teams in the NFC. So, like, it was pretty much what I expected, a mediocre football game.
As we heard 6 million times, the Saints have never won on the road as a franchise in the postseason. Except for something called the Super Bowl. I didn't realize that didn't count as a road thing, but okay.
I'll say this. I'm not going to count them out for this game against Seattle. I'm not going to say that the Saints are just going to outright lose it. But they have to understand, like, the way they got their ass whipped the last time they went there, nobody's picking them. Nobody's going to pick them. And I wouldn't be surprised if I get to tap out after the third quarter in that game, too. So we'll see. Hopefully, Rob Ryan actually figures out how to, like, restructure his defense to slow down that offense, because it's doable. It's been proven.
They
you can stop that offense.
They suck lately. Are you kidding me? Seattle's offense? Who the hell's their coordinator again? I should know his damn name because he's getting bandied about left and right for coaching gigs. And the Skins are looking at him. It's like, fucking why? Their offense has sucked shit lately.
Yeah.
And they have Marshawn Lynch, for Christ's sake.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, no,
we need to bring someone else in for a fucking underperforming offense? I thought we had that, like, down pat. Jesus Christ. It's just sniffing the asses of anything that was hot. Even if it isn't currently.
I still have them coming out of the NFC, but as far as their prospects of winning the Super Bowl, I'm not gonna guarantee anything even close to that at this point. So
whatever. Sunday you had Chargers Bengals. That one I watched in its entirety. I was left to my own devices for all of Sunday. I watched both games. No, I take that back. I had a perfectly timed third quarter nap for San Fran and Green Bay. Perfectly timed. But Chargers-Bengals, I watched in its entirety. I have a weird affinity for both of those teams, not really rooting for either. I've now, because of this game, but just in general, watching several Bengals games going into this, I've turned on them. Fuck Andy Dalton. Fuck anyone who's hard for Jay Gruden. Like, in part, he has to be responsible for the fact that Andy Dalton is doing shit. But trust me, I think Andy Dalton himself is a big part of just how many goddamn picks has that dude thrown going into this game? Like, yeah. He had multiple, I want to say, three-pick games in the last four games. Like, I want to say two out of four. He had something like three picks.
It is extremely disappointing that he threw the ball 51 times, man.
Yeah.
51 passing plays from that fool.
And he had, I believe, two picks and a lost fumble this one.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not how they're going to win games. Like, they got the law firm, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, and they had that rookie, Gio Bernard. Like, they're two decent running backs. And so I don't understand why, like, a guy who's not a top 10 quarterback in the league.
And a sick defense. Let's put that out there. Their defense is awesome.
Well, not awesome this week. I'll say,
Christ knows how many short fields that ginger asshole gave up, and they still only had 27 points, the Chargers, at the end of the day.
I mean, here's my thing. Like, I think the San Diego offense is very methodical. I think it's going to be very interesting to see them have another shot at Denver, where they did hand the Broncos their only home loss of the season. Like, that's an exciting matchup in the divisional round.
Oh, mark my words. Like, that is the easiest upset to call out of the four games next week. We'll get to that. By far the easiest upset to call. Peyton shitting the bed? In the postseason, and it's cold. I mean, it's like everything.
He's never pushed that button for, like, playoff time. I'm going to, like, level up. You know, he doesn't have that nitro boost. That's Marshawn Lynch who goes into beast mode. I mean, no.
Yeah, Jordan, he ain't. Like, he isn't known for postseason heroics. I mean, he's won the Super Bowl. You can't say he's fucked up every single time.
Rex Grossman lost that Super Bowl.
you know, it happens. What can I say? That's how that Bears team managed to afford its defense and special teams because it had Grossman at the helm. He giveth and he taketh.
It's just like you can have a mediocre quarterback win a Super Bowl as long as he's not fumbling the snap multiple times, man. That dude fumbled the snap multiple times in a Super Bowl. That's not a game. That's just handing it to the other team. That wasn't a competition.
That's kind of what I felt watching Chargers versus Dalton. Because that's what it was.
Yeah.
It was just watch Andy Dalton give it away.
But the real hallmark game, the signature game this weekend had to be San Fran going to Lambeau. That was the one that like got me half chub.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Roughly, I think, 17 lead changes. I might have made that statistic up, but there were a lot.
I was very impressed with Colin Kaepernick. I really enjoyed watching him play.
He was good. Green Bay in general, the fact that he had just squashed them, Kaepernick, single-handedly. The offense, I believe the first two times they played, this isn't me making up numbers, wasn't it like 500 yards given up and 400 yards given up? Just abysmal yards
couldn't.
Yielded. And they managed to kind of stem that. Look, anytime the final score is 23-20, your defense was doing something right. They kept you in the bitch.
Yeah, and then I think Rodgers really kind of screwed the pooch there at the end, right? When like they ended up kicking a field goal instead of going for a potential larger lead with a touchdown.
Yeah, they kicked the field goal to tie, if I recall, and they absolutely needed that touchdown. Like the instant they settled for the field goal there, it was just kind of like, okay, this one's over.
Interesting.
I mean, the instant they settled for tying it, I was like, what do you expect to happen? Really?
Yeah, but I mean, you are the home team and it's Lambeau, so it's hard to second guess the decision to like kick the field goal in that situation.
I don't get it though. Like Rodgers is from California and isn't Kaepernick actually from Wisconsin or like thereabouts? So one of these guys actually grew up cold and the other warm.
No, I think Kaepernick looked amazing, man. I mean, his ability to like be an effective passer as well as using his legs at appropriate moments just makes him the most dangerous player right now in these playoffs. He's really the guy who might be able to upset Seattle, in my opinion. I just have a hard time believing any of these other mediocre squads of the NFC can beat Seattle. So,
oh, I think Panthers can.
I shouldn't say mediocre, but they're all flawed. Everybody's flawed. I mean, the team that is closest to complete, it's got to be Seattle. So with them being the best of those teams with the most balance, like I think San Francisco's next on the list there. And they did prove it by actually beating Seattle once this season. So I just have a hard time believing that Carolina can do it on the road. And I have a hard time believing that the Saints are going to be able to do it this week either. So
Saints, as impressive as Rob Ryan got the defense to play, given what a bloodbath the previous meeting was. And that's kind of the same logic, honestly, I'm applying to the 49ers. If they go to Seattle, really, look, I think you might get a score more in line with what the Green Bay Packers managed to do to the 49ers, like on their third meeting,
right?
In what is it? How they played a lot recently?
Yeah,
it's third in 2 years, year and a half. I mean, since Kaepernick came into the league and was starting.
Yeah, this is their third game since
Kaepernick, so I think it'll be closer, but I don't see anything that indicates they're going to upset Seattle. Christ, as I pray for it with every fiber of my being, but
you're already like putting them past Carolina then in your mind. You think like that's going to happen for sure, San Fran past Carolina?
No, I don't at all, but I kind of indulge in a couple hypotheticals here and there. If I had stone cold figured out who's going to win, I'd be playing a lot of money right now.
But
I'm going to be recording this piece of shit.
Let's do picks, man. Like, who do you have playing in Carolina versus San Fran this week?
I like Carolina.
Do you?
Yeah. Okay. You're probably going to see me go with a lot of home teams except for Denver.
I mean, I'm going to have to actually go with San Francisco on this for this reason. I feel like Cam Newton and Ron Rivera are not accustomed to being in this position. And so I really do think that the defending NFC champs one more.
Is this Cam's first postseason?
It's definitely his first bye.
Okay, because I know they shit the bed last year. But
yeah,
I don't recall.
This is his third season and they haven't.
A rook he got in.
No.
So this would be his first.
Yeah. And it's a big stage. Now, he was great at Auburn in that national championship game and throughout the whole process of making it to the national title game. But I do think that this is a bit of a different creature. It's not one and done to get the national title when it comes to the NFL. So he's got to be able to put three together, and he's got to be able to focus on the task at hand, which is beating the defending champs. So I think that's a tough thing to do. I think Kaepernick is going to actually end up getting the best of Newton in this game. So
I wouldn't be shocked. What do you want me to say? They're both fucking good squads. They're not nakedly flawed in any way.
I mean, here's what's fun to me about three of the four quarterbacks in the NFC. So between Wilson, Newton, and Kaepernick, you have like three
Negroes. What?
They're second and third year quarterbacks, man.
Oh,
what's your problem?
Oh, sorry.
So they're still growing into the quarterbacks that they will be for their career. Whereas, you know, you look at Breeze, Brady, and Manning.
White men.
They just are who they are. And so, like, we kind of have a known quantity. Actually, Brady's been pretty crappy this year. So
I think statistically his worst season, right?
It's pretty bad, yeah.
It's still Tom Brady, though. You'd take bad Tom Brady.
No.
You wouldn't draft him, but you'd be okay with it.
Another year like this, I don't think he'll be the quarterback for the Patriots.
I mean, dude, he's getting up there. Shit. Brady's what, 34, 35?
Yeah, he'd have to take a pay cut, and they're going to have to start looking
He's like 18 months younger than Horseface, than Frankenstein Head.
Are you talking about...
Peyton.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah. No.
Twins.
All right, but
good old Rocky Dennis lining up under center if you're Denver Broncos.
At any rate, we got like out of the eight quarterbacks, three are like second or third year players. So you're looking at guys that we don't know how they're going to rise to the moment of the playoffs. And so that's the most exciting part for me. Like, Russell Wilson looks up to Drew Brees. So one of the most exciting parts about them meeting in the playoffs is you did kind of feel like Russell was moving past Brees in that regular season game. And this is the moment for him to actually seal the deal where it's like, I have perhaps in a way surpassed Drew Brees. In 2013, in the 2014 playoffs, divisional round, hosted in Seattle, Russell Wilson has a chance to be better than the guy that he always wanted to be like. So I'm really excited for that game, and I got Seattle actually delivering the goods and hosting that NFC Championship game.
Well, then, are we just going to do the picks for the four?
Yeah, so, I mean, we split on Carolina and San Fran. But, I mean, both of us are not that confident in that pick anyway. So
No, that's a coin flip. I'm picking the Seahawks. If we're going in order, I'm picking the Seahawks over the Saints. I think it'll be closer than the previous meeting. And Christ knows I want the Saints to win, although I don't like the Saints that much. But Rob Ryan, big fatso with his long hair, I find him entertaining, especially because Rex like got the lap band, so he's decently thinner. And Rob is just like, fuck it, with his big old pepperoni nipple man tits still going through his team polo shirt on the sideline. I like that
would be the biggest. Would that be a bigger stunner than New England versus the Colts? Like, what are the chances that you give the Colts of actually beating New England in
Foxborough?
Yeah.
I mean, at worst, 40%. At worst.
You think they have a good shot on the road?
Yeah, I don't think they're a bad team.
I do.
Like,
since Reggie Wayne's been out, that team is not like worthy of the seed that they hold.
They've certainly suffered since, but who the fuck was it? T.Y. Hilton or whatever? That dude's been doing all right.
Yeah, I wish him the best of luck against Aqib Talib, man. Best name in the NFL.
Aqib Talib.
Aqib Talib is going to wreck.
Aqib Talib.
Going to wreck him.
I don't know, man. I don't have much to say other than I haven't counted out the Colts, and you're the first person to say that Brady ain't been Brady.
That's why I think I'd be more stunned if the Saints beat Seattle, just because the major home field advantage on top of Seattle being a very consistent squad. It's just with that, my one concern with the Patriots is that offense hasn't been what it's been in recent years. So I worry about them being able to score points. I just feel like the Belichick coaching matchup with Pagano is going to work out heavily in favor of New England. So even if you said those two teams were even, which they're not going to be in that cold weather, I just don't think that this is the one game where I feel like cold weather will be the biggest factor. Like, as much as people talked about it with Lambeau, and even like with Philly. Philly's not that cold. I really didn't think it was that like ridiculous for the guys on the Saints team to play in Philly. It's not that bad there. Whereas like New England could be butt ass cold. It's gonna be nasty there.
I don't know what the forecast is. I know for this weekend it was supposed to be brutal. Like they're bringing up what the Frost Bowl in Cincinnati and the Ice Bowl in Green Bay.
But yeah,
that team's losing, by the way.
I'll say this: like I think it worked out poorly for Indianapolis. To be fair to Indianapolis, it worked out poorly for them that Cincinnati lost, because if Indy were going to Denver, I would give them a much better shot to beat Denver. But right now, as it stands, wait, who are you picking then in Indy versus New England?
I don't know. For the sake of controversy, I'm going to go with, if we're going to actually keep track, shit.
You're not going to really keep track. You just got to like, what's your gut? Just give your gut, man.
My gut's the Patriots.
Okay.
I don't think the Patriots make the Super Bowl this year, but I think they win this one.
Here's my prediction with the Patriots. I actually think they can win the Super Bowl. LeGarrette Blount's got to get the ball at least 18 to 25 times a game, and he's got to get at least 75 yards rushing. And if he can do that three games in a row, they're going to have another ring.
His brother and sister, James and Emily, will be so proud of him.
I really like that running back. So as much as other people are getting a lot of conversation lately, I think that's the guy to watch going into this game. Because if he can't get off the ground, then yeah, maybe the Colts can win in New England. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's likely. I don't think that team is ready for the next level. So it's a matter of who is New England going to be playing in the AFC Championship game. Because if it's Phillip Rivers, I think like that's easy. Like New England's in the Super Bowl. If it's Peyton again, that's going to be like one of the most entertaining football games of our lifetime, hopefully.
The old guys squaring off, maybe the final time. That is pretty hot.
It's just the setup is going to be so great for that. I really want that.
Here's where I'm going out on a limb, though. I don't think the Broncos survive the Chargers. I'm just saying it for the fuck of it, but I wouldn't be shocked. Let's put it that way. None of these would I be shocked, except for the Saints beating the Seahawks. I'd be plenty shocked there.
That would shock me. I actually would be stunned if the Chargers beat Denver. Now, I know that they match up well against Denver. They even beat them.
Are they not, riddle me this, Batman, are they not the classic example the last few years of a team getting hot right at the end and kind of backing its ass into the playoffs and then once there?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great way to do it, apparently, in the NFL these days, which is why I'm an advocate for going to eight teams. Making it into the playoffs and making it that much harder for some of those mediocre squads towards the bottom, and easier for some of the teams that have like the one seed. So
unfortunately for you, it looks like they're going the opposite direction in that.
What?
They're expanding the playoffs.
No, that's what I meant. Like, I'm sorry, I want 16.
Oh, six. Okay.
I want 16 teams overall. I want eight per conference. I want eight per conference.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Nah, like I'm tired of having the top seeds. Fortunately this year, Denver was playing for something in the last week because there was competition for the top seed in the AFC.
Oh, yeah, so, in both divisions, it was literally only, I think, the Chiefs that were locked into their fate.
But they only had a week off since they played this week. I mean, it's just, I think back to that giant Super Bowl. And this is like one of those things where looking at wildcard weekend, it doesn't matter unless one of those teams can win in the divisional round. So when the Giants actually went and beat Green Bay, which was the number one seed, that was amazing. That was a great performance. And Green Bay just looked rusty, frankly. Giants deserve that Super Bowl win, but it sucks to be the one seed and having nothing to play for two or three weeks because you're by far the best team in your conference. Mm-hmm. So I really think we need to go to eight so that, like, if you're going to get a bye heading into the playoffs, it's the, like, last week of the regular season for those teams that, like, have really good records. I mean, it just, everybody should be scrapping at the bottom of the heap, and by the time they get to the playoffs, they should be exhausted, and that should be the reward for being the number one seed.
Well, I guess that's it, actually, because I'm really hungry and I have to piss.
I'll say this. I got Denver winning, man. I have Denver winning because
I like that. I want Peyton to get ring number two because it fucking pains me that little shit Eli has that over him.
Man, I just gotta say, like, how could lightning strike twice on Denver? Like, after that loss last
year? It's on their Thunderbolt, mother. I was gonna say it's on their helmet, but I screwed it up. Silly voice and everything.
That Fuck. Will be. That'd be a great headline if the Chargers pull the upset.
Lightning strikes twice.
Yeah. I mean, just that.
You missed your calling, my friend.
Oh, my gosh. Just that.
You're like, why did I give that away?
No, but that play last year when Denver beat, when Denver lost to the Ravens.
That was horse shit. I mean, it was one of the fucking, it's like, I've never seen a pass that Flacco completed where there wasn't some sort of coverage breakdown. Like, yeah. I swear to God, the guy's a mutant. And he has like some sort of mental power where he can just make like a cornerback be like, oh, butterfly. Oh, that kid's got peanuts.
Hey,
and then like next thing you know, he's like, wait, where the shit am I?
Real quick, I want to get your take on him versus Kaepernick for the next 5 years. Who has the better win and loss record?
Flacco versus Kaepernick?
Yeah.
You fucking kidding me? Fucking Flacco has like crippled single-handedly the Ravens team. You really think Ozzie can kiss my ass. I love the guy, but you really think he's building a roster with 20 mil tied behind his back for that piece of shit?
We'll see. We'll see if he can get out of it like sooner and later. So all he's got to do is come up with a way to beat the other crummy teams from the AFC North that can't get past the first round of the playoffs. So
I guess, man. I guess, yeah. It
just got to learn how to get over that Andy Dalton hump.
I want to believe the Browns will someday be something, but they're really just the AFC North's Redskins.
Mm. Roethlisberger, does he have anything left in the tank?
Oh, hell yeah. Why, he's not that old. He's like our age, right?
He's also not that good.
I've always believed that.
Yeah.
I've always believed he's kind of unfairly. He's a Manning, an Eli Manning.
He is an Eli Manning, yeah.
He's not. Yeah, they're right about the same in terms of skill, actually, if you ask me.
Skill, number. I mean, yeah. Big Ben brings some skills to the table that are good as far as having a slightly tougher quarterback, though sometimes he kind of wimps out on stuff. But we'll see if he can actually lead another playoff team. I just think the Steelers should hit the reset button, let him go somewhere else, and prove he's not as good as people think.
Yeah, but he doesn't cost him that much.
He's not a bad. He doesn't have a bad contract.
Unless you know you're going to hit it out of the park with the next guy you draft, he's worth keeping around just for that, if nothing else.
He's so questionable in some of his decision-making lately.
Yeah, like that chick he fucked. She's a pig.
Wow. Man, blame it on the alcohol. I'm not going to hold that against him.
You made it through another Papa's Football Podcast as I smashed the mic away from my mouth while saying that. Pure class. That's not even the right outro song. God, I really have to piss. I am sitting on a fucking Niagara.
Just play the outro for the other show.
Oh, just the old.
Never mind. All right,
you're I'm good. On my
you had
way.
It. You had it there. We're good.
All right, you made it through another PF Pod. Visit us pfpod.com. That's the show's website. We put some writing up there, and there's a new episode hosted there every week. iTunes. Check out iTunes and find Papa's Football Podcast there as well. In fact, we prefer. If you would subscribe to us on iTunes, give us a rating, all that good crap. Also, look up Papa's Basement while you're dicking off on iTunes and visit thespookiescomic.com and inpapasbasement.com. Take it easy.